Okay. Is everyone here? Is everyone listening that needs to be? Milton on Nelson Street? Johnny Moleskine in Toronto? Eddie the Dealbreaker on the south side of Chicago? Aki in Helsinki? Sam Quincy in London? The guy who pretends to have a peg leg at high school reunions? All present in front of your radios and computers, with ears vibrating, attuned to my unstoppable frequency? Wonderful. Today's show will take you, shake you, and for Pete's sake you, but not without your cooperation. The beginning of this week's show requires your participation. Here are your instructions. Go to your window. If you don't have a window, stare intently at your cat. If you don't have a window or a cat, watch the man in the butcher's smock who dances maniacally in your basement apartment. Marvel at his jowls. Oh, how they flounce and gibber in the glow from your Marmaduke lava lamp. Anyway, do one of these things. Then I want you to stage whisper, with as much force as possible, without it turning into a shout, the following words. This ain't nowhere to put no scarecrow. This will be the mantra for this week's show. Whenever the drama, the comedy, the sheer terrifying magnitude of this week's entertaining half hour becomes too much for you to endure, simply repeat your mantra. This ain't nowhere to put no scarecrow. 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 Can you feel it? Can you feel the regenerative power of this dictum? Put your hand to your foreheads, pixies. Your eyebrows have returned. Move now to the nape of the neck. The 2-inch tall sailor, with a mouth as filthy as a Kentucky Hedgehog's X-Files fan fiction, has disappeared, leaving only his microscopic satchel of assorted cudgels and crossbows. No doubt your singing voice has become more powerful and melodious, and your most distant relatives now admit that you're pretty good at moaning. Finally, everything in your fictional life is falling into place, and it's all thanks to your glorious mantra, and to this week's episode of Inspirational Decency, the fourth most popular show on CFRC, trailing only Drunken Woodshop with Daniel Danny, Milk Zone with Natasha but not Peter, and, of course, Associate Professor Funk's Speed Metal Concussion Hour, Kingston's finest source for Canada's angriest bluegrass music. You feel it? Do you feel it? This is a union of souls. This is something pure, something that can't be commodified, served up for corporate consumption like Kraft macaroni and cheese for the soul. This is too decent, my friends. This is like an Arkansas buzzsaw competition between two magical pixies that ends in a draw when they both realize they're in love with comatose ballerinas. This is like an insurance salesman who throws his necktie into the wind and decides to turn the tale of his bitter divorce into the worst musical in Bollywood history. This is like the sound an 80-year-old schoolboy hears when his pet iguana eats a hole through his shirt and into his heart. This is like a python who gets fired from his position as Dayton, Ohio deputy mayor for being too sassy for his constituents. This is a lofty and noble enterprise. What we achieve here, my friends, will unite warring factions for years to come. It will bring together cats and dogs, hawks and mice, babysitters and bricklayers, Adley Stevenson and Pauly Shore, a spray-painted trash can and a fake spruce tree. In the future, all will join hands and feet and sing the praises of your host, a former slum landlord and current slum tenant. Think of this, sweet, stupid listener, as you experience the auditory delicacies I will be pouring over your ears and into your brains. In a world perpetually at war, without enough ketchup to really make a difference, a show such as this one is needed more than ever, but less than never. So sit back, pop one in, slam one down, and punch one up. This is the sound of handsome. Mason Thompson. He's 9 years old. He's smart, dependable, responsible, hardworking, one of the finest paper boys in the neighborhood. Cleans up his room, sometimes without even being asked. Mows the lawn every Saturday. Reads to the seniors every Sunday at the East Mooney Retirement Home. He's nice to his baby sister, Molly. Shares his toys with other kids in his class. Leads his Adam hockey team in scoring. His favorite TV show is The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Got straight A's on his last report card. A stand-up kid. Mason Thompson. Hi, Mason.
Hi, Dad.
Hello. Welcome to a segment we like to call Book Blast, the show that dunks writers' heads in the toilet, then holds their feet to the fire. My guest this week is Zef Sigurdsson, author of Smile Always, Laugh Crazy, and Be Happy Now. Zef, welcome to Book Blast.
Thank you!
Yes, certainly. Now, your book is a self-help guide to happiness. How to get it, and more importantly, how to maintain and keep it.
Yeah, it sure is!
What, according to your book, is the key to achieving and keeping happiness?
Well, that's a great question, Drainin.
It's Darren.
Oh, Dornan.
Anyway, in my book I argue that happiness is something you have to create, not search for. You have to fight for it and make it yourself, not just wait for it. That's why I say in my book that you have to make yourself happy every day, every minute, with everything you say and do.
Okay, and how exactly do people do that?
Oh, dolphin.
It's so simple, silly. You gotta laugh. You just gotta laugh all the time.
And you mean that literally, right? I mean, you believe that people should laugh at virtually every moment of their lives?
Oh, yeah! There are no reasons to be unhappy in a world where you're always laughing. I just think of negative emotions as monsters in the closet that only exist if you pay attention to them. So don't! If you ever feel sad or angry or confused, just give a whistle and a wink and choke those demons. Just press them down until they can't breathe or dance or scream at you anymore.
But isn't that just repression? You're not dealing with negative emotions if you just try to forget them.
But life is based around repression. We all have to forget the horrible things that happen to us every day, in every way.
Why not just forget about them immediately? Well, because those feelings need to be resolved in some way before they're forgotten. Wouldn't you agree?
No!
Because then the agony and the despair might lead to something even worse. That's why you need to push them down, to suffocate them as much as you can, until your insides are a pulsing, quivering mass of tension and fury. I don't mean to offend you, Dr. Sigurdsson.
Oh, I'm not a doctor. That's just my nickname.
All right. Sorry, I should have known. Anyway, I don't mean to offend, but it does seem to me that your model for dealing with emotions is a little horrible.
Oh, Dawkin.
I can feel the boo-boo feeling surging like bile in my throat.
My goodness, I am filled with a hatred-like substance.
The warmth washes over me, the warmth washes over me, the warmth washes over me.
Yeah.
The four-winged serpent swallows his acid tongue!
I am returned!
Well, I'm sorry, to all the listeners of Book Blast, it would seem that Dr. Sigurdsson has evaporated into a pile of foam. This has been another installment of Book Blast, and we'll leave you with this thought. If an idea can change the world, then a book will ruin a lifetime. Until next week, this is me. We've been hearing a lot about Mason Thompson recently. We're supposed to believe that he's reliable, dependable, a real class act. But if that's true, then why hasn't he paid a visit to his grandparents in over a month? Wouldn't they like to know more about how he's doing in band class? Or who his favorite hockey player is? That's not what we call dependable. Mason Thompson. No visits, no phone calls. No thanks. Grandpa! Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I must admit, when I am wrong, I am wrong. Beginning of this week's episode, I predicted an absolute dog of a program. I did not have the courage to admit it to you out there in Radioland, which is, of course, a country within the larger continent of Radionia. I would never have admitted that the half hour I was going to present to you was going to be pointless, derivative, soggy, and accidentally pink. Undercooked, if you will. But in my heart, I thought it would be so. I truly did. And yet, look what has transpired. I have brought a radio baby into the world that is kicking and screaming and clawing at the eyes of mediocrity. Mediocrity being the name of the wet nurse who has assisted its mother. I guess I'm the mother. Wet nurse has assisted me into giving birth to this audio delicacy. I don't know what a wet nurse is exactly. I'm just going to put that out there for your deliberation. I often talk at great length about things I know nothing about, and hence my career as United Nations Secretary General. Oh, how I ever managed to bluff my way into that gig, I shall never know. But in any case, it was quite a ride. Oh, the people I met, the embargoes I imposed. Many of them without any real political justification. I kind of abused my power for the most part. Really no reason to ban the export of large print magazines out of Bulgaria. Cannot remember why I did that. Oh wait, yes I can. But you'll have to ask Bulgarian Prime Minister Ekhor Brlanza about that, won't you? In any case, I am pleased as punch and happy as a lesser brand of punch about the outcome of today's show, which has been nothing short of peachy keen and tangerine great. Sometimes, when I think of things to say, I think of myself as a large bear of some kind who simply must communicate the condition of his forest to the outside human world. So, if I've left you with nothing else, dear listeners, I shall leave you with this. The image of me as a bear with a microphone attached to his paws, to his paws, roaming around the forest, struggling for connection, and finding only the cruel jeers of the president of Bulgaria. Oh, how you mock me. Oh, how you mock me. Till next week, ladies and gentlemen, I will say, growl.